Something bad's going to happen at some time to someone in some place somewhere. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. I'm your lovely host, Todd Conklin. I hope you have a little time for me today. Just a couple minutes, that's all I need. I want to challenge you, and I want to challenge you straight up to your face. To say something could happen to someone at some time, someplace, somewhere, is not really saying anything. In fact, I'll say it. Vague predictions for accidents, vague predictions for hazards, vague predictions for failure ain't saying nothing. You aren't saying jack squat. Pardon my French, okay? I just said it. Pardon my French. What I have to push us to in our thinking is the realization that when we talk of uncertainty, we must use specific terms. Because when you use vague terms to describe uncertainty, you're not really doing anything other than burning air and using calories. Or burning calories and using air, depending on how you want to phrase that. In fact, my challenge to you in this safety moment is pretty simple. We know uncertainty is ahead. In fact, I've told you a billion times, we don't really want to predict the future. We're trying to predict desperately the present. Fair enough. I'll do a whole safety moment on that as well. What we want to know, though, is not if something could happen. What we want to know is when something can happen. And one of the ways we can sort of combat this challenge is by stopping using vague terms to describe uncertainty. So instead of saying something could happen, that's vague, say this will happen. When this happens. Not if, when this happens. And by using more precise, non-vague language to describe uncertain outcomes, what you do is you push your thinking towards the actual prevention of the outcome, the prevention of the consequence, the prevention of the potential injury, potential failure, potential quality defect, whatever failure it is you're trying to manage. That shift in thinking, and it's a simple linguistic shift, that's all it is. It's just a different form of language, actually manages the way we think. So what's interesting about language, and if you read Sapir or the Worf-Sapir hypothesis, look it up. I'm not making this crap up. Look it up. You're going to find that actually meaning isn't put into language. Language actually creates meaning. Now, that's a big thing to think about, but I want you to imagine the work you do and the way we sort of try to predict the potential failure that could potentially maybe kind of happen, when in reality, one of the things we can do is speak about uncertainty in certain terms. That's the safety moment for today. I hope you learned something new. I hope that's true every single day. Have as much fun as you can, and for goodness sakes, be safe.